Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bay Area public transit systems are trying to predict how their service could change if enough riders don't come back and the federal funding runs out. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central News line by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, they're calling this the doomsday scenario.
Yeah, it is. What they did was they actually convened a group, MTC, and said, look, let's go through different scenarios. What's the worst case? What's the best case? What's the likely case going forward? Because we've had a revolution in the Bay Area. You know, despite gas prices going up and up and down and up, you know, people are still taking to their cars, but they're not taking to mass transit in the numbers that they used to, and they're not going to the same places. And that's impacting mass transit. BART, for example, is ridership is yet to even break the 50% mark pre-pandemic. With surprisingly, its biggest surge in ridership, up about 70%, is on weekends. Golden Gate ferry service, another interesting one there. They can barely get a boat to get people into the commuters. They're empty, but the last full boat they had was to a Giants game. So people are using mass transit differently. Meantime, the Golden Gate Bridge, which tolls support the ferry system, is reporting that they're only at about 20% crossings, and their bus services are down. And so the question is, how long can you keep doing this without either cutting service or cutting cost?
Okay, how long can you? And what does a worst case scenario for transit look like when we're not using transit? Sounds like we're just using it for fun.
Well, the first question is, how long can it go? It depends. Right now we have the feds, but that's only good for about another year. Okay, the COVID money's going to, unless we get more out of the feds. We got some state money, but not as much as they thought they were going to get because the state's now facing a budget deficit. So BART and others are looking for a longer term way to get money in. Now, you know, it's taking it for fun is sort of this new scenario. Who's actually taking it to work? And people aren't taking it to work nearly in the numbers that they were. People are crossing the Bay Bridge this morning at close to the numbers pre-pandemic, but they're not getting off the ramps in San Francisco. They're continuing on down south to the peninsula. So it says, okay, where are you going to put your emphasis on commuting? Is it going to be into San Francisco, or is it going to be up and down the peninsula and up and down the East Bay? It's an interesting phenomenon, and they're going to start looking at possibly, okay, increase in taxes. Are we up for that to subsidize transit? I don't know. That's a tough sell. Right now, the legislature is looking at whether to impose a gas tax on big companies because they're making so much money on the gas margins. But when it comes to mass transit, it's a tough sell. So I got a feeling that what we're going to see is they're going to try to get measures out there. They're going to need steady money, not one-time money. And they might have to change their selling pitch to saying, look, it's not about getting people into work with faster or maybe like that. How about climate change? Can we sell this as the idea is that mass transit is key for the state getting its climate change goals together, and we will sell it as an environmental tax? I don't know. They don't know. One of the ideas that's deeply moving slowly through, though, however, is increasing the idea of toll roads around the Bay Area, where we would do some sort of license plate reading and we'd all pitch in on a miles traveled, with some of it going to mass transit.
All right, Phil, thank you very much.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.